You may be seated. If anybody know how to say it, Dr. Royton know how to say everything. Let's just bow our heads. Gracious and almighty Heavenly Father, we thank you for being who you are. You God alone. You need nobody, but we need you every second of our lives. Thank you for this gathering. Bless every soul present. Let every soul lead with the blessing. And you know, Heavenly Father, I'm relying and dependent upon the anointing of the Holy Spirit, because I can't do nothing without you. Now let me say what you want me to say, and fill my mind where I can think right. And everything said and done, you got the glory, the honor, and the praise. It's in the powerful name of Jesus. And the whole church say amen.
Amen.
To our pastor, our friend, our brother, Dr. Rogers, the pastor of this great church. To all the preachers, pastors, that present, all of my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. It's just good to be here. Thank God for his goodness and thank God for his mercy. We thank God again for Pastor Rogers and thank God for the things that he have achieved. We did come up together preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, and he's a great man of God. We thank God for him. He's doing great work with Jefferson County District Association. Vice President of the Alabama Baptist Convention. He goes so much. I said, I can get in contact with, I said, Clint's daughter before I can him. Hope he stayed on all the time. And y'all know he's been trying to get me to go to Nicaragua for a long time. I haven't made my mind up yet. And I know I don't got too old to go now, so won't be no hope. You're doing a great job, preacher. I mean, let's give him another big hand, y'all. Great job. We thank God for this choir. We thank God for New Bethlehem. We have come to share, bring the word of God. And we thank God for all of my people. God, just make a little stand, my folks. May God bless you. You don't mind it, do you, Reverend Rogers? And let them stand. Thank God for y'all. And glad to have our wife with us. Thank God for her being with us. My daughter from Kentucky and her son, Jones. We thank God for wherever you're from. We thank God for you. Now, we won't be here about 15 or 20 minutes. We can let you go. I mean, I know you're ready to carve on your turkeys and everything, and so don't put no food in black folks' hands. They're ready to eat. So we're going to let you go. We're going to let you go. We're going to say one or two words and let you go. Glad to have our friend, Pastor Don. It's been a long time, friend, brother. May God bless you. May God bless you. Thanksgiving time. It's a time of Thanksgiving. It's not just a special day. It's an everyday deal. I thank God that I have learned to be thankful. I'm not boasting about it. I say I have learned, and I'm still learning. I find out that's the key.
Yes.
I mean it. That's the key. That's the key. Thanking God. He'll keep on blessing you if you thank him. Just for a few moments, if you open your Bibles to the Gospel of St. Luke, beginning at the 17th chapter, beginning at the 11th verse, if you will. Luke 17, beginning at the 11th verse through the 19th verse. It came to pass, as he, referring to Jesus, went to Jerusalem, that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that was leprous, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." Everybody said, "Us." And when he saw them, he said unto them, "Go show yourselves unto the priests." And it came to pass that as they went, they was cleansed. And one of them, everybody said one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answered him and said, "Was there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9 that are not found that return to give glory to God, save this stranger?" And he said unto him, "Arise, go thy way. Thy faith has made you whole." You may be seated. I have a thought coming out that 17th verse. Where are the 9? Where are the 9 that fail to come back to give God glory? Where are the 9? Can I say it like this? Jesus saying, "I know I'm not crazy. I know it was 10 that I healed, but where are the 9 that didn't come back or failed to come back to give me glory?" Say a time when we fail to give God glory. Say a time now when God has to remind us to thank him for his blessing. Got to remind me to thank him for what he done for me. That's sad time. Sad time. Sad time. Strange thing when you tell a dog to go get a ball, you give him a bone when he get back. He bring the ball to you. Then the dog know, "I thank you for obeying me." But here God who watch over us all day long, and we fail to give him glory. But I don't find out really that every day is a Thanksgiving day. Not we put so much emphasis on this day, but every day is a Thanksgiving day. Just suppose you have to pay for your blessings. Just suppose, think a moment. Just suppose you have to pay God for blessing you. In one day, you'll be bankrupt. You can't pay him for his blessing. You can't pay God for waking you up in the morning. But we take it lightly. We take it for granted. We get up so many times. We just get up and jump up. Don't even say, "Lord, I thank you." He deserved that. Why, Brother Pastor? Because so many lay down. The same way we lay down. Some of them didn't get up the next morning. That's a blessing just to get up. Everybody didn't get up, and it can be us sometime. And I know you're getting used to it, but wait one day when you try to get up, move that right leg. He has to remind us to know that you don't just get up because you want it. You ought to give me some glory because you got up. Don't. It's sad when God has to remind us to thank him for his blessing. God is good to everybody. Regardless of what you're going through right now while I speak, God is still good to you. I said regardless. See, I found out something else. I found out you got to love the Lord. And when you really love the Lord, whatever you go through with, you know he's still watching over you. You got to love him. See, if you know God loves you, you know he got a plan for your life, regardless of what you are going through with. And you still ought to give him some glory and some praise. He tests us out sometimes. It's good to get up and say, I know the Lord will make a way. But you never been a day you didn't have it. It's easy to say, I know the Lord will feed me. The Lord said, let's see. I'm going to fix it where you can't get nothing to eat. And see what you say the same thing. We're all going to go through tests and trials, but always give God some glory and some praise. Because he deserves all the praise and all the glory. And my brother and sister, the way this thing reads here, it's a sin to be unthankful. A sin to be unthankful. Jesus told me a long time ago, I said, Lord, why are we so unthankful? From the depths of my heart, this is what he told me. He said, so many Christians don't believe they owe me nothing. They don't owe me nothing. We owe him everything. Everything. He didn't have to save you. We owe him everything. Everything belongs to him. And if you don't watch yourself, it's easy to forget the law and think where you have not been, but where he done brought you. See, we forget that quick, you know. But always remember, look back where you come from. Nobody but the Lord brought you. And always remember this, you ain't got nothing to boast and brag about. Nothing to boast and brag about. I mean nothing. You got to think about who you was and where you are. And well, who got you where you are? It's a couple. He don't have to give you nothing. Watch this. He doesn't have to give you nothing and still justify. And still be justified. Don't have to give you nothing. Don't have to give me nothing. So when you open your mouth, you ought to have your mouth there saying, thank. It ought to be a record saying, thank. God doesn't have to do nothing to nobody. And still be justified. Where are the nine? And we are living in an unthankful generation. We think God has to do something for us. God doesn't have to do nothing. I said nothing. God Almighty, I mean nothing. He God alone. In other words, what do you mean with you? I ain't got to bust the bubble. I just want you to think. See, we got to think. What God really need with me? Think now, think. We don't shake him in the morning. We don't feed him with a spoon. What he really need with me? Everybody said nothing. Bless his holy name. So we need him. He doesn't need us. We the one need him. So we live in an unthankful generation. And my brothers and sisters, this let us know that Christ noticed our ungratitude to him. He noticed. He knows everything. If he can know that I hear 10 and then but one come back, he have no respect to person. He know about us too. He'll know about when we tithe and don't tithe. He watched the collection table. He watch everything. He know when you're lying. He know when you're telling the truth. He knows everything. So he knows when we don't really thank him. And cause we thank him, that'll make God go. He says to your God. But he can recognize you owe me something. You ought to give me some thanks for something. Cause so many folk not fortunate as you are, but you ought to stop and give me some time at least. He said, where are the nine that failed to come back to give God some glory? Psalm 103 says, don't forget all of his benefits. Don't forget his giving grace. Don't forget his healing grace. Don't forget his redeeming grace. If you ain't got but one thing to thank God for, if you saved, you ought to shout. I said, if you saved, that's enough to shout all day long. I'm saved. I'm set apart. I'm sanctified. That's one thing you can never buy is salvation. If you saved, you got something to thank for. God didn't have to save you. I get happy all the time. I'm not boasting, y'all. I get to think about where I was and what I was. God looked down on a little nobody like me and saved my life. I don't need the choir to wind me up. I just look to see where the Lord done brought me. And that's what you have to see. The choir didn't sing my song. The choir ain't saved you. Jesus the one saved you. Just think about if you saved. Don't get mad with folk when they get in church and say, I'm saved. And you turn your nose up at so many folk in church not saved. No, you're saved. That's enough right there to shout, enough right there to thank God every day of your life. I'm saved. He done saved my life. He redeemed me from the hand of the enemy. And listen at this. Without Jesus, we can't do nothing. I mean nothing. Can I sit down a minute while y'all think on that? Without Jesus, you can't do nothing. I mean nothing. Now, thank you. See, you got to think, a deep think. I can't move my little finger without Jesus. And you tell me he got to beg you to thank him. He got to remind us to thank him. If you running late for work, y'all better listen at me. If you running late for work, you got to take a shower. While you get in the shower, you better be, thank you, Lord, for waking me up this morning. Thank you for watching over me all night long. Thank you, Lord. I don't know what to have. I mean, you better thank God before you leave out that house. Thank God before you leave out the house. Get you a little biscuit right here. You run it, but get you a little biscuit. You don't put a little jelly in it. Start eating, but why are you bathing? Why are you getting your clothes on? Thank you, Lord. Don't you leave out that house except you said, Lord, I thank you for watching over me last night. Because you may not come back. We owe this to God. We owe this to God. Because when you check your record, so many laid down the same time you laid down, but didn't get up that morning. We owe God. Don't have no problem of thanking God. There's going to be a theme song every day of your life. Thanking God. Thanking God. And in him we live, we move, and we have our being. And out of all of this, he is the most unappreciated person in the whole world. Y'all hear what I said?
Yeah.
He the most unappreciated person in the whole world. Got to beg folks to thank God. Don't y'all never forget I said this. That's one of the keys of being a Christian. I thank you. Say it all through the day. I thank you. Did you not know the more you thank God, the more he's going to bless you? Brother Reverend Boblack always giving me something, and I never say thanks. Boblack gonna stop after a while. Don't hear what I said? I don't really appreciate it. See, I'm just, he handed me something. Okay. Now he gonna get to, he ain't crazy. See, he gonna start thinking about it. I said, no, that walk ain't appreciating nothing I ain't getting. What you think about God? As long as I thank him, he know I appreciate it. He gonna keep on handing to me. Keep on. But if I stop thanking him, he gonna miss a day or two. And just suppose, I told my folks, just suppose God will take a day's vacation. Just suppose God would take a day's vacation, ain't gonna let nothing move. If God would take one day off, if you walking and finna make a step, when he take it, when he give it to you, you'll be just like this. If you're in the shower, the water gonna stop. And last time you got like this, you'll be like that till the next day. The airplane gonna stop in the midst of the air. He the one got this world turned. He the one got you moving. He here my Leah move and have my be. We can't make it without him. He got everything under control. I say everything. That's when you got to see God. You can't do nothing without it. And got to beg somebody to thank God. You know, that sometimes folks in church don't mean no harm now. I'm going to have a good Thanksgiving. But you know, that some folks in church, you know, he said, if I stop, things will stop. Stop and see. I dare you to die. I dare you to sit up and say, I dare you. Somebody already take your plane. Just God's thing. It's not our thing. You ought to be glad you're a part of his program. Don't you let the devil mess you up. Yeah, God don't, he doesn't need nobody. God doesn't need nobody. Somebody already take my plane. Somebody already take your plane. Lord of mine. So we give God thanks. I'm just thankful that he can use somebody like me. So my brother and sister, thanking God for his blessing is our benefit. I say ours, not his. It's our benefit. The more you're thinking, the more he gonna bless you. And my brother and sister, when we fail to thank God, it's just like running off with another man's goods. When we fail to give God glory, it's just like you done stole something from God. Stole from God and won't even say thank you. You can't pay it. At least you can say thank you. Lord, I thank you. For the word, Lord, I thank you. It ought to be a record. Don't get tired of keep on saying, Lord, I. That ought to be in our spirit every day of our life. All through the day, Lord, I thank you. I go to the nursing home and go to the hospital all the time, and I just see and just watch. No more than yesterday. I was up at Princeton. I just see folk don't even know itself even in the world. I already told the Lord, no, he does what he wants. I said, I want your will to be done. But I said, now, but if I get to a point where I can take care of myself, call me home. I mean every word. I don't told my wife, don't put no tools on me. If doctor says it's over now, remember a car wreck or something like that. No, that's only life God thing. I don't want that. Go home. Turn me loose. I know where I'm going when I leave here. Y'all know where you're going when you leave here. And when you think about it, what good are you? What can you do? Nothing. The folks getting tired of you. The son, well, I stayed with him last Sunday. Well, you stayed with him this Sunday. All and all. Now let me go and be with the Lord. I got a better place to go. I got a place where they won't ache no more. I got a place where they won't cry no more. I got a place where they won't pain no more. I'm going to a better place. Why hang around here for nothing? When you know you saved, you saved. I got a better place. Look at your neighbor and say, I got a better place. And my brother and sister, we're finna get that close. God bless us with blessing that nobody else can bless us with. The first thing coming out of mind be money. We love money. Some folks will kill you for a dollar. They in love with money. But my brother and sister, God have the best thing. Everybody say best thing. God have the best thing out the reach of money. I said the best thing out the reach of money. Money buys something, but money doesn't buy the best things of life. Money can buy medication, but money doesn't buy no health. You ask that woman where they eat your blood. She had a little money, signifies she was rich almost. But she find out money can buy medication, but money doesn't buy no health. Money can buy insurance, but money doesn't buy security. Money can buy loyalty, but money doesn't buy no love. Money can buy eyeglasses, but money doesn't buy no vision. Money can buy a bed, but money doesn't buy no sleep. Money can buy food, but money doesn't buy no appetite. Money can buy a house, but money doesn't buy no home. Money can buy a woman, but money can't buy no wife. Money can buy a man, but money doesn't buy no husband. Money can buy happiness, but money doesn't buy no joy. Money can buy a church house, but money can't buy no salvation. Everything belongs to the Lord. Thank God for money, but money buys something. But God can do all things. Now watch this now. Watch these men. These men was leprosies. Some the doctor can't cure. The beyond man power. They were out there to die in the mountains. Leprosies. Blisters on your eyes. About to go out. Lips all swell up. Everything hurting you. You half, you got half white. I'm talking about white. Folks was afraid of you because they thought it was contagious. They was out there to die. But they heard. Everybody said heard. See, evidently, them boys, they what they heard. They heard about a healer. by the name of Jesus. And I can see somebody going out there one day canned food out there to their loved one, and they put the food so far and then go back and know he's going to get the food because he don't want to get close to him. But I believe one day that somebody, when the loved one said, Hey Jimmy, it's a man named Jesus. If he come by here, tell him to heal y'all. Healer. And while they were watching, see, when you're sick, you don't think you know more than nobody else did. There was a Samaritan. And Samaritan Jews don't have no dealing. And they were watching. They had got together then. And somebody said, I believe that's him, y'all. I think that's him. Watch it. The Bible said they got together. I'm going to stay right there, McLean. See, they got to what? Together. That means a lot of churches don't get nowhere because they're not together. They got together. They, Reverend Rogers, they could have been there arguing. Well, you said you're the Jew. You said you're a Samaritan. We don't even get along. See, arguing, Jesus been on went by. A lot of times, church folks be arguing, God been on pass that by. You missed the blessing to come arguing so much. But when you get together, all 10 of them holler at the same time, hey, Jesus, have mercy on us. He already knew they were there. All he said, go show yourself to the priestess. They was obedient to his word, but they was unthankful. God blessing you going and coming. You ain't got time. You need to take time out. God, but see, number one, Brother Roger, they had to get there. They had to get his attention. See, they got together. When you together, you get Jesus' attention. You got to get his attention. And sometimes you don't know what folk went through with. They come to church shouting hallelujah, glory to God. And here you around here and say, she ought to sit down. You don't take all that. You don't know what the Lord done for me. You just leave me alone. If I can't shout here, where can I shout? If I can't say glory to God, where can I say glory to God? I recognize what he's done for me. I recognize he watched over me last night. I recognize he gave me food to eat. I recognize he put clothes on my back. I recognize I got a car to drive. I recognize. So when I get here, leave me alone. They was together. They got his attention because they were together. They weren't fussing and arguing. I'm betting you, you bet me, they was together. And that's what got his attention. Show yourself to the priest. They took off. Look at them. You would have to. I would have to. Just running. Just running. The one said, "Why, I sold my family a long time. And what is my business still going on?" All that, just run. Just, see, watch this now. Watch this now. See, they was here before they got to the priest. If they had got to the priest, and the priest would have said, "You're all right," and then they would have said, "The priest healed me." But God let them recognize you healed before you get to the priest. When that stranger, when this Samaritan looked down and saw he was normal looking, the mother fella cut it. He slowed up a little bit. And he, I don't know this man, but I know I was out there to die. I don't know him, but I was out there to die. I see my wife later. I see my children later. I take him a bit, but I've got to go back. I've got to go back
to give his man some glory. I know what he done for me. I am healed. And the Bible said he came back with a loud voice. I said a loud voice. A loud voice. He didn't care who hit him. He didn't care if you're making some noise around you. But Jesus said he had a loud voice. Praising and thanking God. So when folk come in here, can't they praise God? You the one in the wrong place. You don't know what the Lord done for. That man, I don't care who hear me. He praised God. Jesus said, where are the nine? I'm not crazy. I thought I hear 10. Out of every one person in here now, 10 absent. They ought to be here just like you here. Out of everyone, 10 is absent right now. I mean, 9 is absent right now. Out of every 10, 1 of 10 is absent. Ain't that something? 9 is absent. Ain't that something? Now watch this now. When he healed them, watch this. This is the blessing. He said, you made whole. Watch this. The 9 went on. They still had inside leprosy. A sinful leprosy. But so he came back. He was whole. That means he got bone again. The rest of still was leprosy, but on the inside. When you thank God and give him some glory, God will recognize it. And don't be ashamed of what the Lord done for you. Don't let folks stop you from praising the Lord. When you praise the Lord, everything will be all right. Yeah. I know what he done one Sunday evening. One Sunday evening, he saved my life. The Lord, do you love the Lord? He heard my cry, pity every groan. Long as I live, trouble gonna rise, but hasten to his throne. Yeah, Jesus is the best thing that ever happened to me. Jesus, he's my all in all. Jesus, hey, yeah. I won't take nothing for my Jesus. Ain't he all right? Ain't he all right? Hey, he all right? Won't he make a way? Won't he make a way? I'm gonna praise his name. I'm gonna give him glory. Hey, yeah. May God bless you. You may be seated. The doors of the church is open. Somebody may want to give their life to Christ as their personal Savior. If there will one, the Bible says, man confess the Lord Jesus with his mouth, confess in his heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Confess with his mouth, believe in his heart, thou shalt be saved. As the choir will give us a song, you may come.